Imagine being able to change your present and future by rewriting your past. Well, guess what? You can. In this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, I'm going to share with you my version of time techniques, which I call subconscious time travel, and how you can use it to change the trajectory of your life and business. So keep on listening. Hey, you. Your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy along with human design and your gene keys to optimize your business performance and results. Before we begin, you're going to want to grab my free meditation called Infinite Awareness to assist you in exploring your subconscious mind for evidence of the resources required to achieve your goals. You can grab that in the show notes. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Vanessa Ann Miller here. How is your week going? Right now, we are in the middle of our spring break. So this is obviously pre-recorded so that my family and I can enjoy our spring break together. We're doing something a little bit different this year. The past 2 years, we've been renting a camper and going by New Brunswick, so like the Guadalupe River, and staying in a camper and really just kind of roughing it out. That's been fun. And this year, Oliver wanted to rent a camper again because he just loves being in a camper, but Allie really wanted to be on a beach, and me too. So we decided to go towards North Padre Island, so South Texas, and rent a condo there and enjoy the sun. So hopefully we are getting some really good weather over there. I'm really excited about today's topic because I don't talk about it enough. Time techniques is something that I use with my clients, and then I also use on myself to move past some limiting beliefs or limiting decisions that I notice are keeping me stuck in my business. So whether you've been feeling stuck or you're simply seeking a deeper level of personal growth, this is a tool that can help you dislodge anything that may be subconsciously holding you back. So let's explore this. Let's talk about what is time techniques if you haven't heard about it yet. Time techniques is something that I base my modality of subconscious time travel on. I do a little bit of a tweak to guide my clients through rewriting their past. The technical definition of time techniques will begin with this. First, time stands for time integration for maximum empowerment. It is a set of techniques born out of the field of NLP. And it's designed to eliminate specific problems rooted in the past or even the future. So we release negative emotions like anger, sadness, fear, guilt, shame, and other emotions that are sparked from the ages of 0 to 7 that then create later on limiting beliefs and limiting decisions. When I first learned about time techniques, I immediately thought about the movie Inside Out. In the movie, they have core emotions. They have joy, they have sadness, they have disgust, they have fear, and they have anger. And those pearls that are in the movie, the balls where they have those core memories, it is a lot like the gestalt that is based off of this technique here. And what that says is that when you go to the core or the root cause of that negative emotion, and it's like a pearl necklace and you cut it out, what ends up happening is that the entire pearl necklace unravels. So with time techniques, when you go to the root cause of that negative emotion that creates these limiting beliefs and these limiting decisions and you reframe it, then you have a new empowered way of processing information and taking action from that new empowered installation of these new beliefs. This technique is so powerful because it allows you to release things from the past without having to relive them. Time Techniques combines the conscious and subconscious mind to create a very powerful shift. But unlike hypnosis, it's not done in a deep trance, but rather in a waking state with only a small amount of hypnotic language to create some reframes and shifts. The idea of using time techniques occurred in 1890 when William James writes about his theory that the unconscious mind stores memories in linear time in his book, Principles of Psychology. From there, in 1982, Leslie Cameron Bandler begins playing with the idea of time as a metaprogram. So the first discussions about in time and through time. Then over the course of 16 years, other things were uncovered and really discovered on how to create this overall timeline therapy to rewrite your future and your present by rewriting your past. And then in 1998, after 10 long years of studying this concept that we perceive time and we store memories in a timeline, it was then when they were introducing scripts and strategies to use this as therapy. As a high performance business coach, the reason why I love using time techniques with business strategy is because oftentimes I can give someone the best strategy that is going to make them a lot of money and create more ease in their life, but then they don't believe it for themselves. That way of thinking is usually a result of some past belief. So we use time techniques to go back and rewrite that limiting belief or that negative emotion that is holding them back in the present. Time techniques uses hypnotic language, presuppositions, and metaphors. I'm sure you've heard the power of storytelling in marketing, because when you use metaphors or when you use storytelling, people are able to put themselves in the shoes of the story. Well, at a subconscious level, what that really is doing is that is bypassing the critical faculty, which separates information into useful or discarding it. And then it can actually go into the subconscious and create that change. That is why hypnotic language and the metaphors within time techniques helps create that quick change. It's because it's almost like a storytelling process, but it's using metaphors so that it is disassociated, but the wisdom, the advice, or the reframes are sinking into the subconscious, and the subconscious takes everything personal. So we're bypassing the critical faculty to make that change so that information can get through and it can become part of the belief system. Other reasons why time techniques is so powerful and works is because it blends psychology, the metaphysical or spiritual, and quantum physics. Let's break these three things down together. So the psychology portion of it is the reframes. According to Alfred Korzbesky, in his book, Science and Sanity, all emotions require time to express themselves. This was an important contribution to timeline techniques that Leslie Cameron Bandler brought together in the book Emotional Hostage in 1987. So by switching the perspective on the timeline reframes, the emotion becomes non-existent. Once the reframe occurs, the emotion loses its context and it disappears. But let me give you a practical explanation of this. From the ages of 0 to 7, we are all subconscious mind. We have not developed our critical faculty just yet. And so we are essentially like a sponge downloading all of these beliefs from people that bring us up and or that raise us. And all of the experiences that are happening, we are trying to make meaning for. There we store them in our subconscious mind from when we need them later to reference them. An example for me is that when I was younger, I remember going to the movies with my uncle and aunt, and I had just made some money, I believe it was, and I thought they were treating me, and then it turns out I had to give them some of my money to pay for the popcorn that they had already bought. And I remember kind of like crying and thinking, look, I earned this money and I now have to give it to someone else, even though they had the money, they're the adults. And so in my mind, I created that belief that when I earn money, that I'm gonna have to give it away to someone, that I wasn't I wasn't able to rightfully keep it. And then later on, what reinforced that or just made it more of a negative experience, I got in trouble for not like being forthcoming with the money. And I was told that I was being selfish. So it created this belief that when I earn money, I'm going to have to share it without my really consent. And that if I didn't do that, I was going to be selfish. So every time I received money, I just like clockwork, I would buy something else. I would put it out into the economy because I felt like I didn't deserve that money. So that was the understanding of a young child. I believe I was like 6 or 7. That was my understanding then. But when I went back to rewrite that, I now have the experience and the knowledge and the wisdom as an adult. And when I go back to that, I can see that is not the case. So sometimes we develop these beliefs. Not only do we inherit them based off of what our caretakers passed down to us, so our parents or grandparents and anyone that we were around, we inherit those beliefs, but we also develop beliefs with the understanding of a young child from 0 to 7. And so when we can go back to the past and reframe them with the understanding of an adult, then we can empower ourselves to see that maybe that wasn't the case on how we originally perceived it, or we can then soothe our inner child and love them and provide them with the resources and the blessings that we didn't get at that time. Now, moving on to the metaphysical or the spiritual part of time techniques and why it makes it so powerful is that according to the book, A Course in Miracles, there's only one true emotion, and that emotion is love. All other negative emotions are simply an illusion derived from fear. So when we switch the temporal perspective that shows a negative emotion to be an illusion, we make it disappear. This is also great for the reframes because our focal point is to shift these negative emotions and experiences and ask, what is the opposite of this? And usually the opposite has themes of love in it, whether that is safety, comfort, empowerment, confidence. Any feelings or thoughts that are going to help the person feel like they belong, they're accepted, they're safe, and they are loved. With the quantum physics aspect of time techniques, it serves as like a non-mirror image reverse of that emotion that is held in the here and now. So it makes it almost as if it's an anti-emotion, which it cancels the other one out, leaving them free of that negative emotion or that limiting belief. Now let's look at what the entire transformation looks like in real life. And with that, I'm going to give you an example from one of my clients. And for her privacy, I'm going to change her name. Sarah was highly driven. She was an action taker. And although she took a lot of action in her business, she was getting nowhere. She didn't understand why, if she purchased all of these programs and really invested in herself, why the strategies weren't working for her. She came across one of my posts when I talked about the logical levels of change, and she DM'd me and asked, like, I don't understand, like, I'm doing all the things. And the thing that you posted resonated with me because I'm starting to wonder if it's not about my behaviors or my skills, but how I see myself and my beliefs about myself. I absolutely love that she had that self-awareness to acknowledge that and the self-love to reach out to get that help. She booked an abundance activation session with me. That is a one-off session that I offer to help you see some immediate shifts, but then also to see how well we work together. And the things that we discovered was that, yes, she was hardworking and she's very skillful and she was an expert in her zone of genius, but she was also sabotaging herself. She didn't realize that some of the strategies that she was quote unquote implementing weren't actually full completions. She would immediately shift and not fully follow through on her commitment. And so as we started to talk, she shared with me what her childhood was like. Both of her parents worked really hard, and because they weren't always at home, she felt a little bit neglected. She would be the person to take care of her little sister and then later on the little brother. And so in her mind, it was that business or making money had to be really hard and that she had to do it all on herself. And so that really slowed her down. She had an issue with delegating. She would overcomplicate things and then start and stop. And in her mind, she gave it the full effort. But in reality, she didn't allow the strategy to really marinate and see if it worked. She would just change gears. And so there was a lot of self-sabotaging things happening because of her belief systems. After our first session, she was able to get really good rest, very restorative rest. The next day, she woke up with so much clarity and creativity that, and really confidence, which made her realize that she was doing busy work instead of doing things that were directly related to getting a new client. So with her new confidence and her sense of relief, she made a list of 10 people, which she contacted and booked 2 new clients. She went on to work with me for several months afterwards, and we slowly peeled back some of these things that were holding her back. And now she consistently enrolls new clients because we installed this new programming for her to see that business gets to be simple and it gets to be easy. So she got out of her own way, and now she's scanning her reality for opportunities that create more ease and abundance in her life. I wholeheartedly believe that it's just not the strategy that creates success for you and your business, but it's also the mindset behind the strategy. That is why I'm restructuring the Profitable CEO Accelerator to include these breakthrough sessions with people one-to-one in the first 90 days of them enrolling in the accelerator, because I found that they are more receptive to creating this change in their environment, and it really does stick, because then they begin to see themselves as an empowered and successful entrepreneur. They begin to speak to themselves a lot differently. It's kinder, it's gentler, and that self-talk is what helps them collapse time to reach their goals in half the time than expected. Currently in the Profitable CEO Accelerator, we have a monthly mindset makeover in a group setting. I believe that in combination with the strategy calls and the CEO power planning calls that we have, people have been able to get great success. Usually people come in and they will double their income in the first 90 days. But now that I'm incorporating this aspect to it, I can only imagine what their numbers and what their life is going to feel like after partaking in these breakthrough sessions privately with me. If you know that you're meant for more, but you cannot pinpoint what it is that's holding you back, then I highly suggest that you find a coach that uses this modality or book a call with me. Right now, I'm doing an introductory offer for only $197. It's an hour and a half, and we dive deep into these things to reframe some of the things that are holding you back. These sessions help you release any fear of rejection or abandonment, and we install new patterns and empowering beliefs, and then we also remove any kind of negative emotions that can cause dis-ease. All right, my love, I trust that you enjoyed this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, taking a look behind how I help my clients create change by decoding their past to encode their future. Remember to download the free meditation, Infinite Awareness, so that you can tap into the wisdom of your higher mind. And get on the wait list for Manifestation School, because it is coming back, where we're going to be talking about energetics, mindset, and identity work. We're going to not only use modalities like this, but we're also going to be discussing your human design and the gene keys so that you're embodying the next level version of yourself. All right, I'll catch you next time on the next episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift, and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.